So, Madam President, I also rise to talk about the several votes we're going to have on public lands coming up, and one of them is about a budget point of order. So, in my mind, budget point of orders are about cost. Well, we're here to talk about what a good investment public land is. We have the Grand Canyon, we understand that, it's a good investment. Mount Rainier, in my home state of Washington, a good investment. An iconic mountain maybe to some, but to all of us in the state of Washington, we also know that it brings in millions of dollars of revenue and millions of visitors. And that is just what our public lands do. They become icons. The preservation of the natural world is a good investment, in my mind, better than roads and bridges and buildings, because they actually last for centuries. And places like the Grand Tetons or Denali that are in other states literally are icons to all of us and help us from one generation to the next. But besides being icons, they do pay for themselves. That is, the economic return of public lands is phenomenal. It does create, but it generates. It generates activity that generates income to county governments, to state governments, to the federal government, and lots of private entities are involved. So hundreds of billions of dollars are spent. In fact, $877 billion as part of a report that was issued a few years ago. So you might not think of that right off the top of your head because you're thinking about some aspect of the outdoors, and you might not think of it as generating dollars, but okay, try a few of the brand names on, whether it's REI or North Face or Columbia Sportswear or just your local fishing guide who does whitewater rafting or fishing or some other outdoor activities. These lands basically are generating billions of dollars of revenue. So in my mind, the fact that they are oil and gas offshore leasing revenue, and then we get the benefit of public lands, and they generate all of that revenue, to me, is a very sound fiscal policy and great investment. So to me, the issue isn't the budget point of order as much as it is the question of why this program has been around for so long and the money wasn't used in the program. Probably somewhere around $20 billion has been used for other things instead of the intended purpose of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Maybe it's because not everybody was on board with spending that amount of money for public lands, but I think we're here today to say there is a new coalition of people who are willing to say that, and they do see the economic return. But we're specifically passing a law that says that you are going to spend those dollars for that, and that the other purposes that Congress may have decided in the past are not the specific purpose, but that public land is. So I'm very happy that we're making this investment. That, in my mind, that it is one of the smartest fiscal policies we could ever make. That is to spend money, not from the taxpayer, but from these private entities on offshore drilling that goes into something for the benefit of the taxpayer that generates economic return to all of us. I can't ask for a better tax policy than to use, or fiscal policy, to use it to preserve open space and public land and generate revenue and help all of us enjoy the outdoors. So, as I said, revenue raising from offshore leasing and investing in public land was exactly what Scoop Jackson had in mind when he authored the Land and Water Conservation Fund more than 50 years ago. And it is absolutely what we should be doing. So I'm glad my colleagues have realized this is the right fiscal policy, that it is good for us and it is good for America's future. I know that Scoop Jackson would be very happy, and I know his son Peter, who just passed recently, would also be very happy that this correction is being made. This will be the first time that the money is fully used for the intended purposes of what the money and revenue was put into the fund to do. So I'm glad we're making this milestone happen, and I encourage my colleagues to think about this fiscal policy, the fiscal policy that benefits the U.S. by having open space and public lands, generates $877 billion. And yes, if you want another reminder, this is a view of downtown Seattle, but from a very famous park, Gasworks Park, in the north end of Lake Union. And so that park probably wouldn't be there if we didn't have the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The idea was, as Scoop said, as America urbanized, that we needed to preserve open space for the public to use it. And some of the most iconic open spaces across the United States have been created for the public to enjoy. So let's reaffirm our commitment that was always there. Let's turn down the budget point of order, make sure that we're making the right investments, and finish moving this legislation to its final passage. I thank the President. I yield the floor.